Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's still just you and me. We are guests this half hour. We're having some technical difficulty. We're still working on that. But you and I are going to continue to march. Because I want to tack on to something that I talked about a minute ago and remind you of something that I've been talking to you about now for over a year, and that is the barbell effect. Remember the barbell effect that I talked to you about? The barbell effect in the marketplace is created by market pressures, and market pressures are changes that are happening. It's mostly driven by customer expectations, and so what that does is that compresses a market place. It compresses an industry or a market in the middle, and it pushes two extremes to either side, and it leaves in the middle a bar. That's the reason it's called a bar. It looks like a dumbbell, right? That's the effect. So the people who adapt to the new pressures and focus on the new expectation of customers, they move to one end or the other of the barbell where there's room for them. The people who don't wind up in the claustrophobic bar, and they muddle around there maybe forever, but most of them just wind up going away. So on one end of that bar, as of right now, and I'm talking about in retail, on Main Street America right now in retail, on one end of that bar are the large e-tailers like Amazon, like Walmart, and people like that. You know who they are. You do business with them. On the other end of the bar is where Sears and Macy's and all the other dozens and dozens of large Main Street physical plant retailers, legacy retailers I call them, like Sears. They've been planted in the ground for over 100 years, many of them. Well, they're vacating this Main Street like crazy. They're evacuating. They're hightailing it out of there, closing up, locking the doors behind them. They're vacant buildings all over the country, thousands of vacant buildings, literally. And so what that's doing is that's leaving a vacuum on that end of the barbell, the Main Street high-touch barbell end, which is the opposite end of Amazon. Amazon can sell you 143 backstretchers. You've heard me say that before. They can sell, I counted them. They'll sell you 143 backstretchers, but they can't scratch one back. So on the one end of the barbell where Amazon flourishes and has flourished, if you don't need any help with a backscratcher, you can order your backscratcher, it'll come in, and you can rock and roll, and you never have to go downtown. You never have to get in your car, right? But if you need help with that metaphorical back scratcher, if you need a little bit of assistance getting it, acquiring it, or whatever, or using it, well, now that's different, isn't it? Now we're not talking high tech. Now we're talking high touch. But so if you're a Main Street business, you didn't evacuate Main Street. You were next door. You might have been next door to Sears in a mall. Or you might have been across the street in a strip mall or whatever. You're out there, and now you've got all this new potential opportunity, right? Well, you're not going to get all of it, but you can get some of it. And how are you going to do that? Well, one of the ways you're going to do that is by emphasizing the concept of high touch and also staying in the high tech race. You have to be able to do both of those. And Walmart, but especially Amazon, can't do both of those things. They can only do one of those things. Now the tech part, their stuff is so sexy and compelling, it's unbelievable. It blows you away. I admit it. But that's not everything people want. They want other stuff. You know, people don't just buy what they need anymore. They buy what they want. And what they want is anything from a little bit more to everything. And in that continuum between a little bit more and everything, that's where you will flourish, small business owners, and that's how you will claim your end of the barbell. But you can't just sit around dumb and happy and let that – that's not going to happen organically. You're going to have to fight for your end of the barbell because I'm telling you, Amazon is moving in. They're going to encroach on you. They're encroaching on you right now. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. How can you prevent that from happening? How can you stay focused? How can you claim your end of the barbell, small business owners? You got to do it. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.